Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Palmer 89.5 KVRF presents Dog Talk Radio, hosted by Robert and Michelle Forto. On Dog Talk Radio, we do just that. Talk dogs. Everything from introducing a new puppy into your home to the health and welfare of your canine senior citizen and all points in between. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Dog Talk Radio here on KVRF 89.5 in the Matsu Valley, RadioFreePalmer.org, and on Facebook and Twitter. Dog Works Radio is our handle on Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you follow us, ask questions, comments, and concerns. Here sitting beside me, lead trainer for Alaska Dog Works and the co-host for Dog Talk Radio, Michelle Forto. Michelle, how's it going?
You know, I am buried in this new endeavor that I took on. So how has it been going for you since I took on this new endeavor?
It is going well. Of course, there's always naysayers anytime you try to start something new. And, you know, I heard something from the digital goddess herself, Kim Commando. She said that in today's day and age, you should keep things secret until you're ready to launch. Everybody wants everybody to be transparent except for themselves.
Absolutely. And, you know, we did launch something a little bit prematurely, but that was just to get the little spark going out there. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Getting the spark out there is how dreams develop and how they turn into realities. And speaking of which, it's the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's speech. And we do have a dream, and we are making that dream come to fruition.
So check us out on the internet, independencemind200.com. It's a brand new race here in the Matsu Valley. Going to be running up the old Willow Creek Herning Trail up through Hatcher's Pass over to Independence Mine and back. I think it would be a great opportunity for everybody involved in the Matsu Valley. So that is our Mushing Radio plug for the day. And until then, we will keep you updated on Facebook and Twitter with that, as well as Dog Talk. What else is happening in the world of dogs?
You know, in the world of dogs, it's starting to become that forever wielding change of the season. My favorite season is upon us. That would be autumn. The dogs seem to like autumn more than any other season, in my opinion.
I think they do. And, you know, yesterday happened to be National Dog Day. What in the world is National Dog Day?
National Dog Day was August 26th, and I think that National Dog Day has come about like every other national holiday out there. It's to commemorate the love of our life, our man's best friend and woman's best friend, the dog.
That is true. And for folks that don't know any better, up here in Alaska, there are plenty of dogs, both companion and working dogs. So we have plenty of those up there. So it's good to be able to celebrate our relationship with our furry friends. We try to do it our best here on Dog Talk Radio and in our daily endeavors at our training business. So anything else before we jump in our topic today?
I think it's safe to say that in Alaska, it's probably 1% humans to 99% dogs.
It's pretty dang close. 700,000 people live in Alaska, and I believe that we've I don't think we have 7 million dogs, but I bet we have close to 100,000.
I would imagine so.
That's still pretty much stretching it, but maybe 10,000. You never know. So today we are going to celebrate the dog. We're going to talk about the American Kennel Club's brand new test. It's actually a step up from the Canine Good Citizen program. It's called the Canine Good Citizen Community Canine, which is a little bit different than what you're used to with the Canine Good Citizen test. It's still a 10-test test. And
a 10-step test
where you have to pass all 10, but it's a little bit more difficult, a little bit different in terms of being able to pass it. Do you know much about this yet, Michelle?
From what I understand, it's being developed because there was a need for an intermediate type of a test between the AKC Puppy Star, the AKC Original Canine Good Citizen, and now they have AKC Therapy Dog programs that they're starting to develop. So I believe that this new community test is the stepping stone between the old Canine Good Citizen and the new therapy programs that they're developing.
That is true. And just for folks that are thinking, wow, I want to take this test, be warned that your dog has to be a Canine Good Citizen before they are able to take this test. So I guess it's a way, like you said, it's a step up from not only the Puppy Star program, but of course the regular CGC test as well.
Right. And about 6 years ago, 7 years ago, maybe they started the AKC Puppy Star program. And the Puppy Star program is pretty cool in itself. It was developed to teach new dog owners, new puppy owners, what kinds of care that they should be providing for their young puppies. It includes compliance with taking the dog to a veterinarian, getting its shots on time, working with a trainer or in lieu of a trainer, and learning the ins and outs and do's and don'ts of puppyhood.
That is true. So if you're interested in this, you can always find a trainer in your area. We are one here in Alaska, or you can go to akc.com. And remember, any dog can take the Canine Good Citizen test or the Puppy Star, and now what they are considering the CGCA, the Advanced CGC test. So we're going to get right into the test.
Hold on.
Before we go, Michelle?
Yeah, I just want to let people know that not only can any dog take the Canine Good Citizen test, you can also have your dog earn it as a title now.
You can. And folks, for those with dogs that do not have AKC numbers, you do have to file with the American Kennel Club to get what they call a PAL number, which is the Canine Partners number. It is a dog for mixed breed dogs, as well as for dogs that don't have papers, whether you've purchased them in a shelter or they don't have papers for one reason or another. It's a little bit of a lengthy process to get this. I know we did it for a dog or two back in the early days of our training business, but it is definitely something that you can get, and then they will be recognized by the AKC.
Absolutely, and I think it might be a little bit more complicated nowadays to do it than it used to be. It used to be just a brief description of the dog's mannerisms and behaviors and a simple photograph, a facial photograph and a side view photograph. I'm not sure, but I think that they may ask for DNA at this point.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Definitely check out akc.org for more information. So let's get into the test. Like we said, it is a 10-part test. Your dog has to pass all 10 before he or she will earn the title. And, of course, you have to be a responsible dog owner, not only in passing the test, but also give a pledge of allegiance, so to speak. Tell us a little bit about that before we get into the test.
The pledge of allegiance, as you're calling it, that's probably the best description, is on the back of your test. The person, the evaluator that's administering the test will make you sign this. I always do it after the test, and you basically pledge that you will take care of your dog, you will keep control of your dog, you will provide your dog with ample exercise and health checkups, and there's a couple of others, and they're escaping me at the moment. Do you have access to it?
I don't have access to the test right now, but there is something in there that says you will make sure that they receive proper veterinary care, as well as vaccinations, and, of course, be a responsible dog owner.
Exactly. So kind of what I just said. I thought that there was one more, but maybe I'm not.
Yes, I don't recall. So I guess we're a little unprepared in terms of the Pledge of Allegiance for the Canine Good Citizen test. So let's get into the test. It is a 10-test test. The first one, and like I said, it's just a step up from the Good Citizen, so a lot of these will sound very familiar to you if you know about the AKC Canine Good Citizen program. Number one, the dog sits or lies down and waits under control. How is that different than the original, Michelle?
Because the waiting under control is the step up. In the former test, or the test prerequisite to this one, your dog sits and downs on command, not on control. Control would be alluding to a stay command.
Okay, number two, walks on a loose leash in a natural situation, and in parentheses, not in a ring, and does not pull.
That would mean that the dog isn't necessarily required to walk in a heel position on the left or the right, but walks with you comfortably, and the leash stays loose.
And in a natural situation. So I guess they're getting away from training centers and more sterile environments. They want it to be a natural situation, whether it be a park or in a busy place other than somewhere that is a little bit more sterile.
Exactly. I would imagine that because this is called the community test, that they're trying to do this in a community setting. I would not think that they're asking you to do this inside PetSmart. I'm guessing that they're asking you to do this in more of a dog park setting, either indoors or outdoors. A daycare would be a good environment to provide a more natural setting. If your trainer doesn't have the opportunity to provide that type of setting, I can always suggest that in our case, we would do it during group class, and we would mimic natural settings as much as possible. For instance, several other people with or without dogs would be considered a natural setting.
Number four is definitely different than the original test. It reads, dogs walk past distraction, dogs present, and does not pull.
Yeah, that's a good one, actually. Distraction dogs would be dogs that would be handled by people and not under control. Those would be dogs that would be allowed to lunge, bark, whine, cry, running around on their leashes, those sorts of things.
Number five, also a new addition to the test. We're talking about the AKC Advanced Good Citizen Program now. Number five, sit, stay in a small group, three other people with dogs.
Again, they're advancing the original sit stay. Typically, the test is done in groups of two or more on the original test, and there is what they call a handler that will hold your dog if you leave your dog or you place your dog on a long lead. This test is requiring that you have more control over your dog with verbal and skills and eye contact. And again, it is really enhancing your ability to control your dog in distractive situations.
Number six is also a step up from the original Canine Good Citizen program. It reads, dogs allow a person who is carrying something to approach and pet it.
Does it say what size the object is that they're carrying?
No, they could carry a Snicker bar, or I would imagine
another dog or a cat.
It doesn't say.
That's interesting for the trainers. So trainers out there, if you're doing this test, I always try to recommend to people to train for the test but make it harder for the individual and the dog. That way that they have the opportunity to feel good when they take the test. Some people do have test anxiety. But carrying an object, again, they are really enhancing the distractibility. All of this goes hand in hand with therapy dog training. In therapy dog training, which is what I believe this test is kind of preparing you for, your dog has to be prepared for all of these distractions that they're discussing, including crying, screaming toddlers, strollers, wheelchairs, etc., and people carrying objects.
Number seven is a brand new addition to the test. I believe this should have been in the first one, if not in the Puppy Star when they formed that in addition to the Good Citizen program. It is leave it. Dog walks by food and follows the owner's instructions to leave it.
It is introduced slightly in the Puppy Star, but it is not one of the steps. And I agree, leave it is a command that is not taught enough, in my opinion.
Number eight, this is a little bit different than the original. It is down or sit, stay at a distance, the owner's choice. I know in the original test, it is only 6 foot and on leash. So what do you think about this one?
It is 6 foot on leash, or the person can go farther if they choose to. But I agree with it. I think that it's awesome. I think that there are plenty of people out there that can strive to do this as a stepping stone for their dog's trainings.
Number nine, very important, probably the most important command, in my opinion, in all of dog training. If your dog cannot do this, who cares if he'll do a sit-stay for 30 minutes? It is recall, coming when called with distractions present.
Did they call it recall this time?
Yep.
Yeah, recall, just so those of you out there understand, recall is calling your dog to you, a come when called, at a distance of 10 feet or more, and it's typically incorporated with a distraction or multiple distractions. So think of taking your dog to the dog park and you go to call your dog to you. Chances are his recall won't be as significant to you like it is at home.
And number 10, definitely alludes to the therapy and the service dog work that you had talked about. Dogs will enter and exit a doorway or passageway with the owner and remain under control.
Absolutely. At our place, we call this the wait command, where anytime you enter or exit any threshold, the dog will slightly wait behind you and then follow you through that doorway.
So remember, folks, that your dog can also become an advanced CGC dog. All you have to do is call up a trainer that is able to evaluate you on this test. And, of course, up here in Alaska, we are one, and I'm sure there are others. So if you're interested in that, look up a trainer and get this going. I think that you'll be very pleased with the results, not only in training up for the test, but also your dog passing it. Before we go any further, Michelle, what is your opinion of the new AKC Advanced Canine Good Citizen?
I did have a question, since I kind of came at this blindly. Is the supervised separation included on this one as well?
It isn't. They assume that if you can do supervised separation in the original CGC, that you should have no problems advancing to this.
Well, that's interesting, because I've always used supervised separation in our advanced obedience classes, and I change it from being out of the dog sight for 3 minutes to you being out of the dog sight for 3 minutes while I bounce a ball and do other things to distract the dog. So that's interesting. But my overall take on this advanced Canine Good Citizen community exam, or whatever they're calling it, I think it's spot on, needed, and I think that, honestly, if all you do is print off the AKC Star, the CGC Original, and this one, you are well on your way to doing all kinds of fun things with your dog.
And it's not just work, like Michelle talked about with therapy and service work, but you can also really get a heads up on to figure out if your dog's going to be very good in the obedience ring or an advanced title such as that. A dog that has a very solid foundation and with a good citizen program, you have all of your steps laid out in front of you. You have a puppy class, you have a basic obedience class with the CGC class, and then, of course, you have a more advanced type basic obedience class with this Canine Good Citizen Advanced program. So I think this is a wonderful addition to the dog training repertoire that AKC offers. I think they're doing great stuff there. And just a note, I'm reading here on the press release that all of us evaluators got, that the testing will begin in October. So it is not available yet now. I'm sure that you can find a trainer that can help you train up for it. And I think that's plenty of time to get your dog prepared, if he's already a good citizen, to be able to take this test in October. So, Michelle, what do you think? Is this something that many a trainer should offer out there?
I think every trainer should offer Canine Good Citizen classes of any sort. But I also think that if you contact your trainer now that is already an AKC evaluator, that means they've got the information. They can print it off. They can start training you now for the October exams. And I think it is plenty of time. I think that you could do this in 8 weeks or less. I have taught CGC classes typically in 6 to 8 weeks. Puppy Star is, again, 4 to 6 weeks. It's pretty quick. The biggest thing I can tell you is find a trainer that will teach you in a group setting, but will offer you some one-on-one classes if you ever need it.
And my last point to this, we had mentioned that the test fee is $20. I know that that is a significant increase from the current test fee, which is $8, I believe, right?
Yes, the current test fee to obtain your certificate from the AKC is $8 for the regular test. It's $20 for this advanced test. Each evaluator can have its own testing fee on top of that. Most of us charge anywhere from $10 to $25.
Or you add it into a program, and then, of course, the way that we do a lot of our more advanced programs like therapy and service work is we test you for this before your dog can advance to the next level. So it will often be included in some type of other training program, and this test will be the test that your dog has to take before he can pass either the trainer's program and or, of course, the Good Citizen program as well.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to placing Snow and Thor into all three of these programs.
So looking forward to it. What are your comments, questions, and concerns about the AKC's brand new Canine Good Citizen Advanced program? We're looking forward to hearing from you on Dog Works Radio on Facebook and Twitter. Michelle, we're just about out of time. Anything else?
No, I'm looking forward to our coverage at the Alaska State Fair on Sunday. I know we'll be doing some Dog Talk Radio as well as other broadcasts that day.
Yes, we will. We'll be at the Alaska State Fair, 11 to 5, inside of Raven Hall, rain or shine. Of course, it is a beautiful day today, at least in terms of my liking. It has a little bit of overcast, not too hot, not too cold. It's a great day for the fair today. We have, about 5 days left of the fair. It ends, our last day is Labor Day, so we look forward to seeing you folks. If you have dog questions or just want to stop in and say hello, look for the Radio Free Palmer signs. We will be there out and about, and you can meet the Dog Works Radio staff.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, we don't always look like we sound on the radio. I know, folks, that you've heard those voices on the radio, and you think, I wonder what this person looks like in real life.
Don't put thoughts in their heads. Just let them come out and meet us.
So Dog Works Radio, Dog Talk Radio will be at the Radio Free Palmer location at the Alaska State Fair, 11 to 5. We'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.